In 1937, a natural gas leak caused a big explosion, destroying a school in New London, Texas, and killing nearly 300 teachers and students. Daniel Davila with CPS Energy says that event changed the gas industry forever.
And then they began developing different types of odorants that people could readily detect based off of a sulfur product. And it's a derivative actually of the oil itself that they re-inject into the gas that makes it smell like it does.
And what it smells like is kind of like rotten eggs.
Not just up there.
We're at one of CPS's four primary odorization stations. Here they get gas from their suppliers and, in accordance with regulations, make it stink.
So in here we have storage tanks that we store our mercaptan in to be able to odorize the gas.
As the gas flows through the pipeline, little drips of the mercaptan are dispersed. Just about 2 tablespoons is enough to odorize gas for 32 homes for a month. Davila opens the box that holds the concentrate for a closer smell.
Oh, close it.
Again, that's for safety. Yeah. Davila says if you smell that sulfury smell,
then you should call us, step out of the house. Don't use the telephone inside the house when you smell gas. Don't turn your lights on. Nothing that would trigger a spark.
Last month, more than 400 gas leaks were called in. CPS is required to investigate all of them. Lastly, Davila reminds residents to call 811 before you dig. Gas pipes could be as shallow as 12 inches below ground. Virginia Elvino, Texas Public Radio News.